Good evening from the cozy and warm confines of the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders get set to do battle with the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's and men's basketball play. The Dort College Defender women come into today's contest off of a narrow loss to the Hastings College Broncos, and for Dort College in that one they played 30 minutes of pretty good basketball and actually didn't play bad basketball for the first 10 minutes or so of that contest, but managed to fall behind 12-0 and 14-3 before staging a comeback that culminated with Dort College falling to Hastings by 3 as they got a shot to tie it at the end of regulation. That was just short. Dort College enters today's contest 4-11 in the conference, and they stand at 11-13 overall. For the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers, they're 15-8 overall, 8-6 in the conference. It's been a busy stretch for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Last week they were at home with Morningside. They lost that contest. Saturday they were on the road at Doan. They lost that contest. Monday evening of this week, they were on the road at Morningside and lost that contest, so they are in the midst of a three-game losing skid. The Dort College Defenders would like to make it a four-game losing skid when all is said and done this evening. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Let's take a break, and we'll be back visiting with Coach Craig Steensma about tonight's contest right after this. Coach Craig Steensma, the Dort College Defenders, gets set to take on Dakota Wesleyan Great Plains Athletic Conference play this evening. Coach, your team coming off a narrow loss with Hastings, a game where you were never in control, but you were able to make a run at them at the end and had a shot to tie it at the end. Is there any springboard effect coming off of that Hastings showing, or how'd the practice go the last couple days, I guess?
Yeah, we've had two pretty good practices, I would say. A lot of energy, and I'd say there is a little bit of a springboard effect in that in meeting with the players afterwards, you know, they just said, hey, we emptied our tank. We did everything we could. We just didn't have enough at the end. And so they felt pretty good, not satisfied, but pretty good about how they played and to have 16 turnovers at Hastings. So, you know, I think hopefully there's some springboard effect. I'm going to think that there is tonight as we approach it from a positive perspective for this game this evening.
Dakota Wesleyan, the opponent, and when you played them down at the Corn Palace back in December, if I remember correctly, a really tight ball game for about 20-25 minutes and then got away from you a little bit.
Yeah, they hit some consecutive threes, you know, to spread us out a little bit and separate from us a little bit, and they're capable of doing that. They're a very, very good three-point shooting team, and they have a lot of different weapons that they throw at you. So, you know, they present a challenge, and they've been in the national poll, and so they're a very quality team that comes here tonight, but certainly not one that we can't beat.
You're still looking at being a couple of players down, but I do look on the positive side. I look at Jamie Cook, and she doesn't have the club on her hand any longer, just a couple of fingers taped together. That's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, Jamie's a great player for us, and she does so many things. It's just nice that she can do a few more of those things and be a little bit closer to her full capacity as she plays. And, you know, with Danelle and Elise, obviously, we hope that they can get back soon and they can contribute to the team. And, you know, we'd love to have them be able to dress again as seniors. You know, that would be a nice thing. I don't know that that will happen or not, but we would love for that to happen.
It's Coach Craig Steensma talking about today's contest. The Dakota Wesleyan Tigers are 15-9 overall, 8-7 in the conference. They are averaging 76.4 points per game, giving up 70.1 points per outing, and they out-rebound teams 40.6 to 40.1. They're converting 43% of their field goals. They allow opponents to make 39.1%. Amanda Hart leads the quartet of players in double figures with a 12.4 average. She has converted 70 of 214 three-point shots and 100 of 277 field goals overall. She takes down 3.6 rebounds per game, averages just over 2 assists per contest. Celeste Beck adds 12 points per game and appears predominantly as a reserve while converting 45.3% of her field goals, and she takes down 4.4 rebounds per game. Katie Johnson scores 11.8 points per game and makes 63.5% of her field goals and has a 6.2 rebounding average. Kim Johnson adds 10.3 points per game and rakes in 5.6 rebounds per contest. Erica Harold scores 8.8 points per game. Michaela Erickson is at 7.4 points per outing and 4.7 rebounds. Taylor Pfeiffer hands out just under 4 assists per game. Kim Johnson averages right at 3 per contest. The Defender women are 11-13 overall, 4-11 in the conference. They are averaging 71.9 points per game. They allow 71.6 points per contest. They're getting out rebound at 38.8 to 37.8. The defenders convert 42.7% of their field goals, and opponents are good for 39.3% success. Dort College has 450 turnovers in 24 games, while forcing 413. Carabin Dyke's scoring average is 13.8 points per game, and she gets 7.4 rebounds per contest with a little over a steal and an assist per game. Jamie Cook scores 11.1 points per game and has converted 55% of her field goal attempts while snagging 6.4 rebounds per contest. Kayla Brookhice has scored 11 points per game in 14 contests, and she has made 32 of 64 three-point shots. Jasmine Skelhaus scores 6.6 points per game and has 43 assists in 20 games. Kim Cruz's scoring average is 5.1 points per game. Dort College is missing two significant offensive contributors as Elise Marish was sidelined at the semester break with a 16.2 points per game average. Danelle Bone's scoring average was 8.7 points per game before she was injured in the Dakota State game back on January 24. The Dort women lost a 65-62 decision to Hastings on Saturday. Talked a little bit about that already. Kayla Brookhice and Jamie Cook each had 15 points. Kira Van Dyke had 10 points and 9 rebounds. The Dakota Wesleyan women lost to Morningside on Monday, 79-66. Trailed 39-33 at halftime. Tigers were out-rebounded 51-37. Celeste Beck scored a team-high 20 points. Amanda Hart scored 12. These two teams played at the Corn Palace back on December 11. The Defender women trailed the series 35-24. They lost that December 11th meeting, 81-56. Elise Marish had 22 points. Kira Van Dyke scored 9 with 12 rebounds. Dakota Wesleyan had 4 players in double figures, led by Katie Johnson, with 16 points and 12 rebounds. Here then is your starting lineup. First of all, for the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers and coach Jason Christensen. They will start number 12, a 5'7 senior from Mitchell, South Dakota, Taylor Piper, averages 5.2 points per game. Number 20 is Amanda Hart. She's a 5'8 senior from Alexandria, Minnesota, averaging 12.4 points per game, and that should be Alexandria, South Dakota, beg your pardon. Celeste Beck is number 22. She's a 5'7 junior from Sioux Falls, averaging 12 points per game. Kim Johnson is a 5'11 senior from Sioux Falls, averaging 10.3 points per outing. And Katie Johnson is a 5'8 junior from Meade, South Dakota, averaging 11.8 points per game. For the Dort College defenders, they will start number 5, Kayla Brookhice, a 5'5 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 11 points per game. Jasmine Skelhaus wears number 11. She's a 5'7 sophomore from Pella, Iowa, averaging 6.6 points per outing. Kara Van Dyke's a 6'2 senior from Leota, Minnesota, averaging 13.8 points per game. Kim Cruz is a 5'7 freshman from Hull, Iowa, averaging 5.1 points per contest. And Jamie Cook is a 6'1 senior from Randolph, Wisconsin, averaging 11.1 points per game. Again, for Dort College, it'll be Brookhice, Skelhaus, Van Dyke, Cruz, and Cook. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Just about set for basketball. It appears the table crew is once again set. Our official stat keepers are waiting for the first stat to enter. And I am seated just about 3 feet to the left of the Dort College bench area as we get the opening tap up and controlled by the Dort College defenders. With it out front is Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus passes left side over to Cruz. Kim Cruz with it out front, tries for the backdoor cut, throws it at the feet of Jamie Cook. She's unable to take it in. And here comes Dakota Wesleyan and Taylor Piper. Piper over the basketball. She feeds it left side over to Katie Johnson. Johnson kick out. Three on the way by back shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Jamie Cook. Cook with a pass, gets it away to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it into the front court. Jasmine with the basketball. Jasmine passes it left side over to Van Dyke. Two teams have their possession, their initial possessions of the game out of the way. Pass goes left side over to Cook. Cook with it on the wing. Jamie Cook passes right side over to Brookhice. Brookhice puts it on the floor, tries to back her way in. Ball's deflected out. Kira Van Dyke down to the baseline. Her shot no good. Too strong. Rebound taken away by Taylor Piper on the opposite baseline. Celeste back with the basketball on the right side. She picks up her dribble, passes over to Amanda Hart. Amanda Hart gives it up underneath to Kim Johnson. Johnson spins her way into the lane. Her two-point basket is up and good, and the Dort College defenders trail it 2-0. 2-0 our score. Wesleyan with a lead. Dort College with a basketball. Pass left side over to Cruz. Cruz trying to feed it down low. She does. Gets it away to Cook. Cook. Brookhice. Brookhice 3. Rainbow good. Kayla Brookhice from the left wing drills the three-point basket, and the Dort College defenders take the lead at 3-2. 3-2 our score with a basketball. Pass goes left side. Wesleyan basketball. Celeste back. Back kick out pass to Johnson. Johnson feeds it down low to Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson in traffic. Her shot no good, but a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders. Foul called on the defenders and Kara Van Dyke. That's foul number 1 on Kara. and Katie Johnson will go to the free throw line for a pair of free throws. First free throw is on the way. No good. Katie Johnson is a 70% free throw shooter. Another free throw on the way for Katie. Katie, right-handed free throw shooter. She's a junior, and she makes that one. Katie Johnson makes one of two, and we have our first tie of the basketball game at 3-3, 18-20 remaining in the first half. With the basketball, right side is Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Brookhuis. Brookhuis drives into the lane. Nothing there. Brookhuis feeds it back outside Van Dyke. Van Dyke, three on the way, is up. No good. Rebound taken down by Kim Cruz. Cruz on the putback. Her shot no good. Rebound deflected out and picked up by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball coming back the other way. With it on the right side is Beck. Beck feeds it down low. Nothing there. Gives it up Katie Johnson. Three-pointer on the way. Short, no good. Rebound controlled by Brookhuis. Brookhuis for the basketball. Brookhuis brings it up the floor quickly. Kayla Brookhuis gives to Cook. Cook down low to Van Dyke. Van Dyke spins into the lane. Cut off. Double team. Puts it up. It's deflected out. Taken away by Taylor Piper. Piper with the basketball. Piper gives it up to Amanda Hart. Hart with the ball. She passes left side over to Kim Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Johnson back over to Hart. Hart to Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson to Taylor Piper. Piper with the basketball. Piper looking for Beck. Cruz causing problems. Gets between the ball handler and the cutter. Celeste Beck finally comes with it on the left side. Gets it away right side. Two-point shot on the way. No good. Rebound controlled by Dor College and Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus up the floor to Cruz. Cruz spin move into the lane. Puts it up. Drew a lot of contact. No call made. She finishes at the rim. Two-point basket for Kim Cruz, and the Dor College defenders lead 5-3. 5-3 our score. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. They give it up. Katie Johnson. Three on the way. No good. Rebound controlled by Dor College. Coming up with it is Skelhaus. Skelhaus up the floor. Skelhaus right side. It goes over to Cook. Cook with it on the wing. Feeds it down low. Intended for Van Dyke. Ball's deflected out. Last touch by the Dor College defenders. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball after the turnover. Dor College unable to capitalize on that possession. And the Dor College defenders will play defense. With it is Johnson. Kim Johnson with it at the high post. They give it up to Erickson. Erickson spins into the lane. Her right-handed layup is good. Erickson ties it up at 5-5. 16-20 remaining in the first half. With it is Cruz. Cruz out front. Kim Cruz driving in. Takes it to the rack. Good. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket. Dor College trails, or leads, I should say, 7-5. Erickson feeds it down low. Kick-out pass straight on three for Kim Johnson. Left it short. No good. Rebound taken away by Brookhuis. Brookhuis with the basketball. Doesn't have the numbers. It's 3-on-4. Throws it over to Cruz. Cruz has to climb the ladder to get to it. Goes down to the baseline. Does Cruz. Comes back outside. Three-pointer on the way. Is up and good for Van Dyke. Caravan Dyke with a three-point basket, and the Dor College defenders lead it 10-5. 10-5 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Back to action after the timeout. Dakota Wesleyan used just the 30. I had thought it was a full-length timeout. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. This is Michaela Erickson. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dor College and Caravan Dyke. Dor College will set up the defense, and there's some question as to whether that ball ever hit the rim on the shot attempt. I don't believe it did. The ball ended up over the top of the rim off of the backboard. Michael Hulst is in the ballgame for Dor College right now. Also checking in was Abby Chapman. And instead they will say it was a shot clock violation. So beg your pardon, a shot clock violation. And the Dor College defenders, Caravan Dyke, gets the ball inbounded to Jessica Jelsma. I did not catch that, but shot clock violation. Jelsma passes left side over to Brookhuis. Brookhuis with the ball on the left wing. Brookhuis feeds it inside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, nothing there. Van Dyke drives in with the right hand from the left side. Good. Kira Van Dyke with 5 points. Dor College leads 12-5. 12-5 our score. With it on the right side is Amanda Hart. Hart comes back over to Michaela Erickson. Erickson on the left wing. Lob it down low. With the basketball is Kristen Sabers. Sabers gives it up to Erickson. Erickson drives in. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Dor College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. So Dakota Wesleyan gets the basketball back. 14:36 remaining in the first half. Dort College leads it 12-5. 12-5 our score. Dakota Wesleyan inbounding. This is Kristen Sabers to throw it in. Sabers gets the ball inbounded to Amanda Hart. Hart looking to rub off a screen. Instead passes right side. Leaner off the glass. No good by Taylor Piper. Rebound deflected out. Taken by Blunt. Robin Blount with the basketball. Gets it away to Abby Chapman. Chapman up the floor with it on the right side. Back over to Robin Blount. Blount passes left side Van Dyke. Van Dyke loses the handle on it. Comes back over to Robin Blount. Robin Blount with it. Back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke collapsed on. And a foul called before the shot. Foul's going to go on Dakota Wesleyan and Erica Harold. Harold whistled for the personal. Her first. Team foul number two. Chapman throwing in left side of the lane as we face the hoop for Dort College. Chapman gets the ball inbounded to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma back over to Chapman. Chapman right side Blount. Blount with the basketball puts it on the floor with the right hand. Nothing there. Back over to Chapman. Elbow jumper off the heel. No good. Rebound tipped out by Micah Halst. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Dort College with the basketball on the defense and shooting the three and hitting the three is Hart. Hart with a three-point basket, and the Dort College defender lead is 12-8. Pass down low to Hulst. Hulst with the right hand, off of the glass, good. Micah Hulst with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 14-8. Quickly up the floor with the basketball, Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Katie Johnson is fouled on the play by Micah Hulst. Hulst picks up the personal foul. That's foul number one on her, and Katie Johnson will go to the free throw line for a pair. 14-8 our score. Fair amount of basketball happening in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this evening. I believe there are five doubleheaders plus a non-conference men's basketball game. Johnson's first free throw is good. She's got another one coming. Trying to trim it back to a four-point difference. Another free throw on the way for Katie Johnson. Johnson's second free throw is up. That one bounces off of the rim and falls through. Johnson makes both free throws on that trip, and the defender lead is 4-14-10. Jelsma passes left side over to Blount. Blount with the basketball out front. Chapman. Chapman comes back right side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Cook. Cook straight on. Comes back right side over to Jelsma. Jelsma spin move. Stops in the lane. Comes back over to Newman. Newman thought about the three. They play offer. Comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma right side. Chapman. Chapman beyond the three-point line by a step. Chapman looks for the pick and roll. Finds Cook. Cook with the left hand. Shot no good. Rebound fought for and taken down by Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan gets a defensive stop, one and done. Erickson into the front court. Erickson all the way down to the hoop, lays it up, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Erickson will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. So the Dort College defenders look like initially they were going to get back defensively, and then Erickson turns on the Jets and is able to get around the defensive player. To the free throw line is Erickson for the free throw. This one's up, short, falls in. The nice soft hoop for Michaela Erickson, and the Dort College lead is 1-14-13. With it out front is Skelhaus. Skelhaus goes over to Cruz, Cruz to Newman. Newman with the basketball on the left side. Back over to Brookice. Brookice rainbow, short, no good. Rebound controlled by Cruz. Cruz weaseled her way in there. Got it back right side over to Newman. Newman puts it on the floor at the free throw line right side. Nothing there. Brookice. Brookice with it on the wing. Beyond the three-point line, Jasmine Skelhaus looking down low for Cook. Cook gets the ball on the block. She's going to roll into the lane with the right hand. Good. Jamie Cook takes it from the left block as you face the hoop across the lane and finishes with the right hand. Dort College leads 16-13. Pass left side, Celeste Beck. Beck passes down low to Hart. Hart fadeaway on the baseline, good. Amanda Hart with 5 points. Dort College leads 16-15. Coming back the other way with the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus in between the circles. Skelhaus, nothing there. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz lets fly with a three, short, no good. Rebound taken away by Katie Johnson. Racehorse basketball so far, not many stoppages in play. Hart with the basketball out front. She passes left side over to Johnson. Katie Johnson to Beck. Beck feeds it down low. Johnson. This is Kim Johnson. Johnson kick out Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson shot no good. Rebound taken away by Brookice. Brookice up the floor with the basketball for the defenders. Kayla with it at the free throw line. Comes left side over to Newman. Newman three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Coming up with the basketball is Beck. Beck with it after the outlet pass by Hart. Dort College on defense, playing man-to-man defense. Left side elbow. Here's Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan, Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson to Erickson. Erickson shot no good. Rebound controlled by Cook. Cook hands it off to Skelhoff. Skelhoff's up the floor for the Dort College defenders as we approach the midpoint of the first half. Skelhoff takes it hard to the hoop. She's fouled on the play, and the 84% free throw shooter will step to the charity stripe to try and give Dort College a three-point lead. Brian Ryken comes over to the scores table, indicates who the foul is on. That's going to go on Michaela Erickson, and that's her first, team foul number three. First free throw by Skelhoff is good. Another one on the way for Skelhoff. 17-15, Dort College by two. Trying to make it a three-point game. This one's up and through as well. Jasmine Skelhoff makes both free throws, and the defenders lead 18-15. Michaela Erickson with the basketball. She passes left side over to Celeste Beck. Beck with it out front. We've got a foul called on the play against, I believe, Caravan Dyke. Darren Berg will come over to the scores table and indicate the foul was indeed on Caravan Dyke, and that's number two on Caravan Dyke. 10:43 remaining. Van Dyke is going to stay in the ballgame for the time being. Pass comes in to Celeste Beck. Beck comes back over to Hart. Hart to Beck. Beck drives in, kick out pass, stopping in the lane is Erickson, pull up jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke comes right side over to Cruz. Cruz driving in, nothing there. And Kim Cruz is tied up on the play, alternating possession. It'll be Wesleyan basketball, and Coach Craig Steensma wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor. This will be a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association. And Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hill, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Dakota Wesleyan coming up the floor with the basketball. This is Celeste back in between the circles. She passes left side to Erica Harold. Harold feeds it left side to Kim Johnson. Down low, turning and getting the two-point basket to go is Harold. And the Dort College lead is one at 18-17. Up the floor with the left side. They go over to Cruz. Cruz feeding it down low to Jamie Cook. Cook reverses right wing to Van Dyke. Puts it on the floor hard down to the baseline. Her runner no good. Rebound deflected out. Picked off by Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson hands it off to Celeste Beck. Celeste Beck will take it across half court. Celeste Beck with the basketball. Beck on the right wing, guarded there by Kim Cruz. Comes back left side over to Beck. Beck, that's Hart. Hart with the basketball. Hart to Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson puts it on the floor one time, twice. Now they feed it down low. Kim Johnson gets the return pass out front. Eight to shoot. They pass it down low. With the basketball is Harold. Harold turn around in the lane off the glass, or off the rim, no good. Rebound deflected out. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the basketball, throwing it in. On the sideline will be Celeste Beck. Beck throws the ball in, gets it to Taylor Piper. Piper with it at the top of the key. She feeds it left side over to Erickson. Erickson down to the block. Reverse, no good. And the rebound taken away off the missed shot by Harold. It's Cook with the rebound. Comes over to Brookice. Brookice out front. Jamie Cook. Cook gives it down low to Van Dyke, and Van Dyke's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College will play defense, and Dort College rolling the dice a little bit here with Kara Van Dyke on the floor with two personal fouls. Hopefully she can play smart and not pick up her third. Now we might see Kara Van Dyke check out. Emily Newman trots to the scorer's table, and she will sprint onto the floor, and she will take the place of Kara Van Dyke on this defensive possession. Might see Dort College try to squeeze out some offense for defense situations here. Katie Johnson over the basketball. Johnson passes over to Erickson. Erickson feeds it down low. Drop step. Baby hook inside. Katie Johnson. Johnson with 5 points. Dort College trails 19 to 18. First time Dakota Wesleyan has led since it was 2-0. Dort College basketball, Kim Cruz. Cruz, left wing, Brookice. Brookice gets it down low to Cook. Cook with the basketball, and Jamie Cook travels with it. Jamie Cook whistled for the travel. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. So Jamie Cook retreats on defense after the travel violation. Shot by Hart, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming back the other way is Brookice. Brookice driving in. Nothing there. Drops it off inside Newman. Newman kicks it back outside Cook. Cook with the basketball. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz with it on the right wing. Cruz back over to Brookice. Long three on the way by Brookice. Sits up and good. She whispers that one through from long range. Kayla Brookice with her second three today. Dort College leads 21-19. Driving in the other way, shot no good by Kristen Sabers, but she will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Foul's going to go on Dort College, and that one's going to be on Emily Newman. Newman has just picked up her second personal foul. Free throw's on the way for Kristen Sabers, trying to knot it at 21. She'll shoot two. First one, no good. A second free throw on the way. Cook and Cruz are out. Checking in for Dort College, Holst and Chapman. Michaela Erickson back in the game for Dakota Wesleyan, along with Amanda Hart. Second free throw, no good. So Kristen Sabers, a 68% free throw shooter, misses both chances. Dort College up the floor with the basketball. Skelhaus, right side it goes Chapman. Chapman with it down to the baseline. Chapman picks up her dribble, feeds it to Newman. Newman with it on the right wing. Emily Newman with the basketball, turns, faces, nothing there, in danger of a 5 seconds call, and she gets called for a 5 seconds call. She used her dribble early to gain possession of the basketball, and then pivoted, and she was there for a couple of seconds, and gets called for the 5 second call. Dakota Wesleyan coming back the other way, Dort College with a 2 point lead. Erickson with it out front. Her pass deflected out by Brookice. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball in front of the Dort College student body. Throwing the ball in will be Amanda Hart for the Tigers. Hart throws the ball into Erickson. Erickson on the left wing. Erickson looking. Feeds it to the free throw line. Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson working against Micah Hulse. Puts it up. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Holst, and she is the third player to pick up her second foul for the defenders. Micah Holst whistled for the personal. Free throws on the way for Katie Johnson. So Katie Johnson to shoot two more free throws. She is 3-for-4 today, now 4-for-5. Another free throw coming for Katie Johnson. She's averaging 11.8 points per game. A second free throw on the way, trying to knot it at 21, and she does so. It's 21-21 our score, first tie since it was 15-15. 7:16 remaining in this first half. Dort College and Dakota Wesleyan deadlocked. With the basketball out front, Skelhaus. Skelhaus working against Erickson, passes right side Brookice. Brookice had the pair of threes already to her credit tonight. Feed it down low to Holst. Holst kick out Brookice. Brookice draws the double team, has the kick out open, and instead gets spun into the lane, and a tie-up on the play. Dort College will have the basketball on the alternating possession. Inbounding the basketball is Newman. Newman comes over the top to Holst. Holst with the basketball, 7 to shoot. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus puts it on the floor hard with the right hand. 2 to shoot. Puts it up, and a defensive stop by Dakota Wesleyan. And there is no possession on the play. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Shot clock violation by the defenders. Turnover, Dort College. Kim Cruz will check in at the next dead ball. Dakota Wesleyan brings it up with our score tied 21-21, 6:40 remaining in the first half. They feed it down low to Hart. Hart turns, shot good. Amanda Hart with her second two-point field goal of the day. She's got seven in. Dakota Wesleyan leads 23-21. Pass left side to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball in between the circles. She comes back over to Newman. Newman gives it up. Brookice. Brookice with it on the wing. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Need that one? No. It's wide right. Saved in by Brookice. Ball's down on the floor. And a jump ball alternating possession. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Our college was up at 1 point, 14-10. That was their biggest lead of the game. Actually, their biggest lead was 5 at 10-5. They had a 4-point lead at 14-10. Since then, Dakota Wesleyan has outscored them 10-7. Three-pointer from the corner by Hart, and once she gets going, you've got to match up with her. You've got to find her on every possession. She hits that from the corner. And Dakota Wesleyan has their biggest lead of the ballgame, matching Dort College's 5-point lead with a 5-point lead of their own. Kim Cruz down to the baseline. Nothing there. Kicks it out to Skelhaus. Skelhaus a long two. Her right foot was on the 3-point ring. Dort College trails 26-23. Down to the baseline is Beck. Beck lowers her head. Comes back left side. Johnson. Johnson to Hart. Hart off the dribble. Her pull up from 10. No good. Rebound taken away by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Kara Van Dyke gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus sets the offense. Left side it goes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up over to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Cut off. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Ball fake. Steps into the lane. Kick out past Van Dyke. Van Dyke one dribble. Nothing there. Cruz 15 to shoot. Cruz with the basketball down to the left wing. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Skelhaus. Skelhaus three. Got it. Well, Jasmine Skelhaus providing the offense for Dort College as Dakota Wesleyan threatened to pull away. Dort College reels them back in, ties it up at 26-all, 5:01 left to play, first half. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball, this is Johnson. Johnson, nothing there, feeds it down low instead to Erica Harold. Harold's shot no good, but the rebound is tapped out of bounds by Jamie Cook. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. 26-26 our score. Throwing the ball in for Dakota Wesleyan will be Celeste Beck. Back to Trigger, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Katie Johnson with it on the wing. Johnson gives it up to Amanda Hart. Hart with it, pull up three off the dribble, shot no good. Rebound taken one by Johnson. This is Kim Johnson, beg your pardon, Katie Johnson with it. Back over to Hart. Hart a long three. And the sideways rotation on that one goes through. Amanda Hart with her third three today. She's got 13. And Dakota Wesleyan leads 29-26. Dort College basketball, left side, Jelsma. Jelsma out on the wing, comes back over to Brookice. 18 to shoot. Dort College driving on the baseline, Van Dyke. Too strong over the hoop, shot no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this.
God.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dakota Wesleyan leads 29-26. Dort College basketball, 4:07 remaining. First half of play, Hart with it on the right wing. Guarded there by Brookice. They feed it down low for Johnson. Ball deflected out, taken away by Kayla Brookice. Brookice with the basketball, feeds it ahead to Jelsma. Jelsma with the ball. Jelsma looking left side. Now she has to direct traffic. Comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball at the free throw line. Feeds it down low to Cook. Cook double team, forces it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Beck. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Beck one player to beat. That's Brookice. Brookice impeding her progress. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Van Dyke. Brookice was able to play defense. Bothered the shot enough. Now gets the return pass. It's down in the corner. And Brookice steps on the baseline. Actually, the ball bounces on the baseline before it can be taken back. And the Dort College defenders trail 29-26. And they'll play defense again. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. This is Taylor Piper. Piper in between the circles. She goes high post to Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson with the basketball. Erickson. Erickson pull up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Dort College with a three-point lead, a three-point deficit. Jessica Jelsma with the basketball. Picks up her dribble. Comes back left side over to Brookice. Brookice feeds it to Van Dyke. Van Dyke into the lane. Got hip checked. And a foul called before the shot. It'll be Dort College basketball underneath the basket. That is team foul number three on Dakota Wesleyan. Foul goes on Katie Johnson, and that is her first. 3 minutes remaining in this first half. Pass over the top. Kara Van Dyke makes the over-the-shoulder grab. Passes it off to Jessica Jelsma after she gets control of it. Pass comes over to Cruz. Cruz to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Brookice. Brookice gives it up. Cruz. Cruz with the basketball at the free throw line. Comes back over to Brookice. Brookice three-pointer. Rainbow ties it up. Kayla Brookice matching Amanda Hart's three threes with three of her own. Now Amanda Hart has two twos as well. But the defenders tied up at 2:34 left to go in the first half. 29-29 our score. Back with the basketball. Stutter step. Gets it up right side, and she's fouled on the play. If it's on Jamie Cook, it's number one on her. And Jamie Cook has whistled for the personal. That's her first. Team foul number seven. Free throws on the way for Celeste Beck. Beck is an 87% free throw shooter. She's averaging 12 points per ball game. She goes to the free throw line looking for her first points of the day. First free throw is good. John Garrow makes that call. John Garrow, Darren Berg, and Brian Ryken. The officiating crew for tonight's contest as assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Another free throw on the way for Beck, and Beck makes that one. Beck with two free throws, and Dakota Wesleyan leads 31-29. 2:22 left to play in the first half. Brookice back out front. Cruz. Cruz sizes up the three. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan over the basketball. Celeste Beck. Beck with it on the right side. Beck passes left side to Taylor Piper. Piper with the basketball. Piper feeds it down low to Beck. Beck spins with the right hand off of the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Jamie Cook. North College can tie it with a two or take the lead with a three. Into the front court with the basketball is Skelhas. Skelhas feeds it left side, Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, dumps it down low, Cook. Cook uses upper dribble, finds the cutter, Van Dyke. Van Dyke layup, good, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Kara Van Dyke with 7 points, deadlocks the score at 31-all. Foul on the play is called on Katie Johnson, and Katie Johnson has whistled for her second personal foul. 31-31 our score. Kara Van Dyke to the free throw line. She can unlock this tie, and she misses the free throw. We're tied at 31-31. 1:40 remaining in the game, in the first half, that is. Fast-moving first half of basketball. With it out front is Celeste Beck. Beck passes to Michaela Erickson. Erickson feeds it down low. Shot on the way by Johnson, Harold is good. Harold with 4 points. Wesleyan trails 33. Wesleyan leads now 33-31. 1:14 and counting, first half. They look down low for Van Dyke. Van Dyke shot off of the glass, good. Kara Van Dyke with a 2-point basket. She's got 9, and we're tied at 33. 1:04 remaining in the first half. 3-pointer no good by Hart. Rebound weak side, Cook. Here comes Dort College across the timeline. With it is Skelhas. Skelhas to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Let's see if they can get a 2-for-1 here. Comes back right side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke looking down low. Instead, Brookice. Brookice three-pointer is up and good. She takes that shot with 40 seconds left on the play clock. And now Wesleyan will come up the floor. Brookice gives North College a three-point lead at 36-33. Wesleyan with the basketball. Taylor Piper passes left side, Johnson. Johnson to Piper. Piper right side. This is Harold. Harold answers with a three. Harold with 7 points. We're tied at 36. 12 seconds left. Right side pass goes over to Cruz. Cruz with it down to the baseline. Gets it over to Cook. Cook, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, three-pointer off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped out long, and we've got a foul on the play called against Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke will be whistled for her third personal foul. As she was going after that loose basketball. And Erica Harold will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-and-1. Harold will shoot a 1-and-1. Five-tenths of a second remaining, and Harold will go to the free throw line for the 1-and-1. 36-36 our score. Free throw is up and good for Harold. She's got another one on the way. She unlocks the tie at 37-36, and in all likelihood, Dakota Wesleyan will go into the locker room with a lead. She makes the second free throw. We have a substitution, and with 5/10 of a second remaining, Dort College will get the ball in bod, and that's the end of the half. 38-36, Dakota Wesleyan by two. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders and Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. Pretty entertaining first half of basketball with Dakota Wesleyan leading 38-36. Dort College making just enough perimeter shots to keep up with a Dakota Wesleyan team that threatened to run away. Midway through the second half, they got up by five at 26-21. That was with about 6 minutes left to go in the half. Jasmine Skelhaas responded with 5 points in a row to tie it at 26. We were tied again then at 29, 31, 33, and 36. Dakota Wesleyan got two free throws with less than a second remaining in the half to unlock the tie and make it 38-36, and that's where we are at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders, led unofficially by Kayla Burkeis, 12 points, while Amanda Hart has 13 to pace Dakota Wesleyan. We'll be back with a look at all the numbers from the first half of play right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Dort College, 14 of 29 from the floor, 48.3%, 6 of 13 on threes, 46.2%, 2 for 3 on free throws, 66.7%. For Dakota Wesleyan, 12 for 33 from the floor, 36.4%, 4 of 9 on three-pointers for 44.4%, 10 for 13 on free throws for 76.9%. Dakota Wesleyan enjoying a 10 of 13 advantage at the free throw line to Dort College's 2 for 3. Dort College has out-rebounded Dakota Wesleyan 19 to 18. One turnover by Dakota Wesleyan, 8 turnovers by the Dort College defenders. Kayla Brookeyes leads Dort College with 12 points, all on threes. She's 4 of 5 from beyond the arc. Kara Van Dyke with 9 points, 7 for Jasmine Skelhaas, 4 for Kim Cruz, 2 by Jamie Cook and Micah Holst. For Dakota Wesleyan, Amanda Hart with 13 points. Erica Harold has 9, 7 for Katie Johnson, 5 for Michaela Erickson, 2 each for Celeste Beck and Kim Johnson. Rebounds, Jamie Cook leads the way with 7 for the defenders, 3 each for Kayla Brookeyes and Kara Van Dyke. For Dakota Wesleyan, 3 rebounds each for Katie Johnson and Taylor Piper. No one else with more than 2, Taylor Piper with 3 assists, 2 steals by Katie Johnson. Dort College has 4 assists by Kim Cruz, 2 each by Kara Van Dyke and Jamie Cook. Dort College with 1 steal, that's by Kayla Brookeyes. 38-36, Dakota Wesleyan with a 2-point lead at halftime. Let's take another break and be back with a look at what's happening in the GPAC today right after this. Halftime scores across the conference. Women's play, Doan leads Hastings at halftime 35-26. That game's being played in Crete. Concordia leads Nebraska Wesleyan 43-19 in Lincoln. Morningside over Mount Marty, 39-18 at halftime. That's in Sioux City. Briar Cliff is trailing Northwestern 48-36. That's a game being played at the Boltman Center on the campus of Northwestern College in Orange City. Dakota Wesleyan leads Dort College here at the DeWitt, 38-36 at halftime. Today's broadcast made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Home, member FDIC in the community. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Renson, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. Back with the second half of play right after this. Second half is underway. Dort College with the basketball. Kim Cruz with it at the top of the key. Dort College trailing 2. Skelhaas into the corner, Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball, deep right side. Comes back over to Brookeis. Brookeis, Skelhaas. Skelhaas looks, passes left side over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz at the free throw line, dumps it underneath for Cook. Cook layup good. She is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw, and will try to give Dort College the lead. Dort College has not led since it was 21-19. Beg your pardon. They were leading at 36-33 before Dakota Wesleyan scored five straight points to close the first half. Cook makes the free throw, and the defenders lead 39-38 on the old-fashioned three-point play by Jamie Cook. Wesleyan basketball, Taylor Piper. Piper passes high post to Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson feeds it down low, Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson, left-handed hook is up and good. She's got 9 points. Dort College trails 40-39. Dakota Wesleyan on defense, man-to-man defense applied. Here's Cruz out the right wing. Kim Cruz picks up her dribble, comes back over to Cook. Cook tries to feed it down low. Kira Van Dyke gets a hand on it, and that's it. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan after the turnover. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. Out front it goes to Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson down low, Katie Johnson. Johnson working her way into the lane again with a right hand up strong, no good, missed the rim. Rebound taken away by the defenders after that ball bounces off of the backboard. Skelhaus with it, Dort College down a point. Left side it goes to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it looking down low for Cook. And Cook was engaged that time with Katie Johnson and was unable to get the ball. One hand was behind her back, the other one unable to reel it in. And now a kick by Kara Van Dyke. And that goes nearly the length of the floor and is corralled by a Dort College fan near midcourt. That one was what it headed up into the stands. Dort College with the basketball after the Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball after the kick. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Ball deflected. Picked up by Kayla Brookhuis. Brookhuis with the basketball. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with it in between the circles. She passes left side over to Jamie Cook. Jamie Cook at the free throw line. And Jamie Cook is fouled on the play. Reach-in foul is going to be called on Dakota Wesleyan and Katie Johnson. Johnson whistled for her third personal foul. Katie Johnson whistled for her third personal foul. Erica Harold will check into the contest. Katie Johnson will check out for the Tigers. Dort College inbounds the basketball. With it is Cook. Cook reverses right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline. Pull up from 10, right side, no good. Rebound taken down by Dakota Wesleyan. Coming back the other way quickly is Michaela Erickson. Erickson with it on the left wing. Comes back over to Hart. Hart off the fly. Her shot is good as she knocks it down from about 12 feet. And Amanda Hart gives Dakota Wesleyan a three-point lead at 42-39. So Dort College trailing by three again after getting a three-point play to start the second half and give them a brief one-point advantage. Jasmine Skelhaus with the basketball out front. Thinks about the long two. Instead goes to Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the right elbow. Van Dyke nothing there. Has it stripped away from her momentarily. Picks the dribble back up. Comes back over to Jamie Cook. Cook down to the baseline. Corralled. Comes back. Skelhaus. Skelhaus. Three. No good. Rebound taken away by Erickson. And Erickson is fouled on the play by either Brookhuis or Cruz. Foul's going to go on Kayla Brookhuis. Brookhuis whistled for the personal. Her first. And team foul number one on Dort College in this half. Well, for Dort College, after tonight, they'll have a little time off. They won't play until a week from this evening. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Taylor Piper. Piper picks up her dribble, passes over to Amanda Hart. Hart into the lane, nothing there. Comes back left side over to Michaela Erickson. Erickson with the basketball back to Hart. Hart dumps it down low, and it's tipped and taken away. Skelhaus with a steal for the defenders, trailing by three. Comes over to Cruz. Cruz on the fly, nothing there. Comes back over to Cook. Cook, right wing, Brookhuis. Brookhuis with the basketball beyond the three-point line. She gets pressed out by Erickson. Comes back to Cruz. Cruz feeds it down low for Van Dyke. Van Dyke, double team, back to Cook. Cook draws the contact, gets the shot to go. No call made. She's got 7 points. And the defenders trail 42-41. 16:40 remaining in the ballgame. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, Taylor Piper. Piper to Hart. Hart, right side, Erickson. Erickson down low. Comes back out to Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson, feed it down low to Harold. Harold lost it. It's taken away by Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. She gives it up. Right side with it is Cook. Cook spins into the lane. Her shot is good. Jamie Cook with 7 second half points. Dort College leads 43-42. She's got all 7 points for the defenders so far here in the second half. Dort College is back in front by a point. Taylor Piper to the free throw line, comes back over to Johnson. Johnson, 3, good. Kim Johnson with 5 points, halfway to her season average of 10.3 points per game. And the defenders trail 45-43. Kara Van Dyke puts it on the floor hard with the right hand. Can't get the shot to go, but she is fouled on the play by Erica Harold. That'll be foul number 2 on Harold. Kara Van Dyke, the senior from Leota, Minnesota, will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws, her first free throws of the evening. Timeout on the floor, charge 2. Dakota Wesleyan back with free throws right after this. Kara Van Dyke makes 1 of 2 free throws. And the North College defenders trail 45-44. Kim Johnson with the basketball. Comes back to Taylor Piper. Piper with the basketball to Celeste Beck. High post, Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson, left side, Taylor Piper. Back to Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson, 3, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan with the basketball. Comes back to Michaela Erickson. Erickson with a deep left corner. Erickson with the basketball comes over to Taylor Piper. Piper to Celeste Beck. Celeste Beck out front, Dort College showing zone. Left side, Kim Johnson. Back to back. Beck goes high post to Sabres. Sabres back to back. Back on the left wing. 5 to shoot. Comes back to Sabres. Sabres, 12-footer, no good. Left side, rebound taken away by Skelhas. Skelhas with the basketball, weaving her way up the floor, puts it up in traffic, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Kim Johnson. Johnson over to back, back underneath Sabres. Sabres lets traffic clear, puts it up, block, rebound Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson comes back left side. They get it back over to Kim Johnson. Johnson underneath Sabres. Sabres with the right hand, puts it up, blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball. Emily Newman will check in for the defenders. Lineup reset for the defenders. Brooke Ice, Chapman, Jelsman Newman, Hulst for Dakota Wesleyan. Beck, both Kim Johnson and Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson with a left hand, good. Katie Johnson with 11 points tonight, and the defenders trail 47-45. Also on the floor for Dakota Wesleyan, you've got Beck and you've got Hart and Erickson. So the two Johnsons plus those other 3 players, Hart, Beck, and Erickson. Dort College lob it down low, intended for Hulst, taken away on the weak side, help by Katie Johnson on the block. Coming back over to Erickson. Erickson spins, moves, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Johnson. Kim Johnson is fouled on the play. Or was that Katie? That was Katie Johnson fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line and try to extend Dakota Wesleyan's lead. Abby Chapman whistled for the personal foul for the sophomore from Arvada, Colorado. That's foul number 1. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Katie Johnson with another free throw coming. 48-44. Dakota Wesleyan trying to match their biggest lead of the game. Second free throw on the way for Katie Johnson. 70% free throw shooter. She splashes that one through. 7 of 8 from the charity stripe. And the defenders lead 49-44. Right side it goes. Back over to Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice gives it up to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball on the right wing. Pretty important possession here for the defenders. Chapman puts it on the floor down to the baseline. Nearly turns it over. Comes back to Jelsma. Jelsma, jump stop. Her shot in the lane is blocked. Rebound taken away by Beck. Here comes Dort College. Coming up with the right side is Hart. Hart down to the baseline. Nothing there on the right side. Retreats back to the wing. Over to Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson, they feed it down low. Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson kick out Erickson. Erickson free throw line. Back over to Kim Johnson. Right side Hart. Hart dump it down low. With it is Katie Johnson. Her shot blocked out of bounds by Hulst. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Dort College unable to maintain possession of it. 49-44, Dort College by 5. 13:02 remaining in the contest. That's in regulation. Dakota Wesleyan threatening to build on a 5-point lead. Back passes left side Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson to Hart. Hart off of the glass, good. Amanda Hart with a 2-point basket. She's got 17, and the defenders trail 51-44. Dort College basketball, right side, Kim Cruz. Cruz with it, down the right wing, comes back out front, Chapman. Chapman puts it on the floor, double team, comes back over to Holst. Holst with the basketball. Holst to Jelsma. Jelsma, left side, Newman. Newman on the wing, comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz puts it on the floor, loses it. It's down on the floor. Dakota Wesleyan with the basketball, Erickson. And now Dakota Wesleyan can build on the lead further. They lead by seven. Beck weaves through traffic, comes over to Hart. Hart launches a three and hits it. Amanda Hart with 20 points gives Dakota Wesleyan their biggest lead of the game at 54-44. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ernst and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Van Dyke with the basketball. They work it down low to Cook. Cook shot off the glass, no good. But she is fouled on the play. Dort College now has to chip away at what is a double-digit lead, 54-44. Foul is called on Erica Harold and is her third. Jamie Cook shooting two free throws. First one is up and good for Cook. Cook with 10 points. She's got another one coming. Chapman checks out. Brooke Ice checks in. Second free throw is up and good as well. 54-46. Jamie Cook, 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Pass goes left side over to Beck. Beck to Hart. Hart out front. Nothing there for Amanda Hart. Amanda Hart, one-hand pass right side over to Michaela Erickson. Erickson feeds it to Hart. Hart posting up. Her turnaround on the baseline is good. Quick trigger for Amanda Hart. She's got 22. And the defenders lead 56. Defenders trail 56-46. On the right side, with it is Skelhaas. Skelhaas gives it up Cruz. Cruz, Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the left wing. 11:22 left to go in the game. Dort College down 10. Van Dyke on the backcourt cut. Layup good. Kara Van Dyke with 12 points. Dort College trails by 8, 56-48. Hart with it in between the circles out front, guarded there by Brookice. Man-to-man defense applied by Dort College. Celeste back with the basketball on the right side. Beck has it in between the circles, feeds Erickson, and Erickson is called for traveling. Turnover back to the Dort College defenders. Let's see if the defenders can take advantage. The Dort College defenders battling from behind. They led briefly in the second half. Now Dakota Wesleyan with a double-digit lead moments ago stands at 8 right now. Left side passes Brookice. Brookice, they feed it high post to Cook. Cook for the basketball, comes back over to Cruz. Cruz, right side, they dump it down low, intended for Van Dyke, and the ball is deflected out. Last touch by the defenders. Beg your pardon. Last touch by Wesleyan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing it in will be Jasmine Skelhaas, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Inbounding the basketball is Skelhaas. Skelhaas finds Cruz. Cruz weaves her way in. And she is tied up on the play. No, they will call traveling. Turnover by the Dort College defenders. Dakota Wesleyan gets the basketball back. So Dort College on defense, Taylor Piper. They give it over to Beck. Beck, left side, Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson looking down low. Now the ball is deflected and picked up by Jamie Cook. Cook gives it up to Skelhaas. Skelhaas, stutter step at the top of the key. Nothing there. Right side over to Cook. Cook to the cutter, Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is hindered on the play by Kim Johnson, and Johnson will pick up the personal foul. That's foul number one on her by my count. Team foul number five on the Tigers here in the second half. 10-10 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College trailing by 8. Brookice to inbound the basketball. Kayla Brookice throws it in to Kim Cruz. Cruz over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Skelhaas. Skelhaas for the basketball. Skelhaas with it on the wing. Back over to Brookice. Brookice to the free throw line. Nothing there. Now Van Dyke. Van Dyke in traffic. Kick out pass back over to Cook. Cook with it on the right wing. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke down to the baseline. Kara Van Dyke. Jumper no good. Rebound deflected out. Picked up by Katie Johnson. Johnson over the basketball. Johnson hesitates. She's got it on the right side. Comes back over to Hart. Hart 17-footer, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Cruz. Kim Cruz will bring it up. Kim Cruz across half court. Cruz at the top of the key. Crossover dribble. Comes to a jump stop. Comes back over to Cook. Cook in traffic. Shot no is up and good. Count the hoop and she is fouled. And Jeannie Cook will go to the free throw line for the chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. She was able to muscle that one up and get it to go. And she was fouled in the act of shooting. And Door College is back to within six pending a free throw. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Free throw by Cook is up and through, and the 10-point lead has been cut in half at 5, 56-51, 9:27 left to play in this game. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. They pass it over to Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson with the basketball in between the circles. Johnson's going to put it on the floor hard with the left hand. Back outside it comes. Johnson at the free throw line. Comes back right wing. Gets the return pass down low. Double team. She forces it up, and Kim Johnson gets the shot to go. She's got seven. I beg your pardon. Yes, she's got seven. 58-51. Wesleyan leading by seven. Down to the baseline, nothing there. Cook puts it on the floor, hard to the basket. Layup, right hand, left side, good. Jamie Cook with all but three of Dort College's 17 points in the second half. Steal by Cook on the other end. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan, I beg your pardon, Dort College. And a drive, and Kim Cruz is going to be called for a charging foul. Kim Cruz whistled for the personal. That's her first. Team foul number three on the defenders. 14 points for Jamie Cook in the second half, 16 for the ball game. Amanda Hart has game honors right now with 22. Those are unofficial totals that I'm keeping courtside. Dakota Wesleyan basketball right side. Johnson tries to feed it down low, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Wesleyan. Katie Johnson unable to feed Kim Johnson inside. And the Dort College defenders will walk it up. Jasmine Skelhaus takes it across half court. Jasmine Skelhaus in between circles. She passes right side over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it on the right elbow. Van Dyke comes back over to Brookeis. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound controlled by Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson with the basketball. Kim Johnson passes it off left side. With it is Michaela Erickson. Erickson looking for the return pass, gets the handoff. Brookeis tries to tie her up. Erickson passes left side over to Taylor Piper. Piper in between the circles. Taylor Piper drops it down low. Spin into the lane, nothing there. Comes back outside, three on the way by Beck, no good. Rebound taken away by Brookeis on the run. Kayla Brookeis into the front court, 7.5 left to go in the game. Dort College down 5. Cruz with the basketball, feeds Van Dyke. Van Dyke layup good. Kara Van Dyke with 14. Dort College trails by 3, 58-55. Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Wesleyan setting the offense. Outside is Taylor Piper. Piper puts it on the floor hard with the left hand. Now Kim Johnson. Johnson ball fake, drives in, has it stripped by Jamie Cook out of bounds. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Cook is out, Skelhaus is out for Dort College. Holst, Cruz, Van Dyke, Brookeis, and Jelsma on the floor for the defenders. Dakota Wesley encountering with Hart, Beck, Johnson, and Erickson. Three-pointer no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Micah Holst. Holst with the basketball, gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. She passes left side over to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball on the left wing. Comes over to Brookeis. Brookeis back to Van Dyke at the top of the key. Underneath Holst. Holst double team. Kick out past Jelsma. Jelsma tests the waters. Draw three players to her. Kick out Van Dyke. 10 to shoot. Comes back left side over to Cruz. Cruz underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke trying to make it a one-point ball game. Her turnaround no good. Ball's down on the floor. Picked off by Erickson. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan up the floor. Erickson splits the defense. Lays it up with the left hand. Good. Michaela Erickson with 7 points, her first points of the second half, and Dakota Wesleyan has opened up a 5-point lead. 6:15 left to go in this fast-moving first half, in this first half of the doubleheader. 6:13 remaining, and we haven't even gotten to 7:15 in the evening. Kim Cruz will inbound the basketball. Cruz over to Jelsma. Jelsma with it in between the circles. Jelsma goes left side over to Brookice. Brookice with the basketball. Brookice out front, Cruz. Cruz puts it on the floor hard with the right hand. Gets caught up in the air, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Dakota Wesleyan and Erica Harold, and I believe that's number 4 on her. 1-1 opportunity coming here for Kim Cruz. 60-55 our score. Wesleyan in front. Dort College trying to mount a rally. First free throw on the way for Kim Cruz, an 85% free throw shooter. That one rims out, no good. Cruz with 4 points, all of them in the first half. In fact, all 19 of Dort College's points here in the second half have come from two players. Kira Van Dyke with 5. Jamie Cook with 14. Second free throw is up and through, so Cruz makes 1 of 2. And the defenders trail 60-56. Dakota Wesleyan over the basketball, Taylor Piper. Piper brings it up the floor, gets the return pass on the left side. Piper with the basketball, comes back out front, Hart. Hart shot blocked by Van Dyke. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim Cruz with it, spins into the lane. And she is fouled on the play by Kristen Sabers. Sabers whistled for the personal. That's her first. Well, a reversal of the first half of play when Dort College never got to the bonus. At halftime, the fouls stood. Dort 8, Dakota Wesleyan 4. Now here in the second half, it's reversed. Dakota Wesleyan 8, Dort College 3. So Dort College is in the bonus first here in the second half. Kim Cruz to the free throw line, shooting 2, and she makes them both. 60-58 our score. Cruz makes them both. She has 7 points. Dakota Wesleyan over the basketball, leading by 2. They've led by as many as 10 this evening. Kim Johnson over to Erickson. Erickson with a head full of steam, shovels it off. Shot up by Sabers, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Van Dyke, and Dort College will shoot for the tie, potentially the lead. With the basketball out front, Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball, looking down low for Cook. This is Skelhaus. Skelhaus driving in, puts it up, count the hoop, and she is fouled. 9 points for Skelhaus, pending the free throw. A blocking foul called on Dakota Wesleyan and Amanda Hart. Brookice is in. Van Dyke is out. Dort College will go with a smaller lineup here. It's Newman, Cook, Skelhaus, Brookice, Cruz on the floor. For Dakota Wesleyan, it is Beck, Piper, Erickson, Johnson, and Johnson. Skelhaus trying to unlock the 60-60 tie and misses. We are tied for the first time here in the second half. 5:08 remaining in the contest. Right side pass over to Johnson. Kim Johnson guarded there by Newman. Kim Johnson, spin move, gets around her defender. Layup, good, but they'll wave it off and say the foul came before the shot. Emily Newman is whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 3 on her. Another free throw coming. Inbounds play. No foul, no free throws yet for Dakota Wesleyan. Shot no good by Johnson. Jamie Cook is unable to take the rebound in. It bounces off of her shin, out of bounds. It will be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. 60-60 our score, 4:49 left to go in the game. Wesleyan to throw the ball in. Johnson gets it in over the top, and we've got a timeout charge to Dakota Wesleyan before the inbounds play. Timeout, Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000, and by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And a kick by Dort College. And Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the basketball. Dakota Wesleyan gets the ball inbounded. Pass goes down low to Johnson. Johnson kicks it out. And a long two is hit by Kitty Johnson. Johnson with 15. Dakota Wesleyan leads 62-60. So Dakota Wesleyan fights off Dort College's first rally. Here's Kim Cruz trying to answer. Comes back right side. Baseline jumper by Emily Newman is good. Emily Newman with her first 2 points this evening. We're deadlocked 62-all. 4:18 left to go in regulation. With it on the right side, they feed it down low to Johnson. Kim Johnson scoops it up with the right hand. Good. Kim Johnson, 9 points. Dakota Wesleyan leads 64-62. 4 minutes remaining in this contest. Pass high post. Cook, Cruz. Cruz underneath gets the shot to go, and she is fouled. Kim Cruz with 9 points. She ties it at 64, and she's got a free throw opportunity coming here. She is 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Newman is out. Van Dyke is in. For Dakota Wesleyan, checking out of the contest will be Erickson. Checking in is Hart. Dort College shooting for the lead. Haven't led in a while. Free throw is up. No good. Rebound taken away by Dakota Wesleyan. So we're tied at 64. 3:55 left to play. Dakota Wesleyan can retake the lead. Dort College will try to put together a stop. Pass goes right side over to Hart. Hart with it on the wing, guarded there by Brookeis. Comes back over to Katie Johnson. Katie Johnson right side, Kim Johnson. Kim Johnson might have got away with a travel. Comes back out front to Taylor Piper. Ball's down on the floor. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. 3:35 remaining in this ball game. 64-64 our score. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the basketball on the sideline. With the basketball. They go left side to back. Back feeds it down low to Johnson. Johnson shot in the lane. No good. Rebound taken away by Brookeis. Somehow Brookeis took it away among the larger players. Kayla Brookeis with the basketball. She comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Cook. Cook swing pass left side over to Brookeis. Brookeis off the bounce. Nothing there. Comes over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Cook. Cook, high-low pass to Van Dyke. Van Dyke is stripped on the way up. It's taken away by Erickson. Erickson, crossover dribble. She's at the top of the key. Two players to beat. Gets a little roadblock. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Johnson. No, it's stripped by Brookeis. Here comes Dort College. 3 minutes remaining. 3 minutes left to go in regulation. Pass goes left side, Cruz. Both teams have three timeouts remaining. Brookeis out front with the basketball. Dort College is in the double bonus. And they have fouls to give on the defensive end. Skelhaus with the basketball. Back over to Brookeis. Brookeis underneath, intended for Cook. Ball deflected out. Picked up by Cook. Gets it away. Skelhaus, baseline jumper. Good. Skelhaus with 11. Dort College retakes the lead at 66-64. 2:30 remaining. With it right side, Dakota Wesleyan. Kim Cruz called for the reach-in foul. Not a bad foul, though. You had two to give. Now you've got one more to give before Dakota Wesleyan is in the bonus. Dort College inbounding, Dakota Wesleyan inbounding the basketball after the foul. 2:26 remaining in this contest. Ball is inbounded to back. If you're Dort College, you can't afford to let Hart get free. Brookeis gambling into the passing lane, tips it away again. Throwing the ball in will be Amanda Hart. Hart gets it in to Michaela Erickson. Erickson with the ball. Erickson goes right side, Amanda Hart. Hart intended for Erickson, and Erickson can't hang on to it. Ball goes out of bounds. Now Dort College will play with an opportunity to extend the lead to 4 or 5. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Wesleyan. Back with more after this. 2:12 left to go in the game. Dort College 66, Dakota Wesleyan 64.
For the late.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 66-64, Dort College with a two-point lead, and the basketball. Jamie Cook passes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Cruz in between the circles, Skelhaus. Skelhaus right side, Kim Cruz. Cruz to the top of the key, nothing there. Back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke cut off by Johnson. Pass comes back over to Skelhaus. Eight to shoot. Back over to Brookice. Brookice loses it on the wing. It's down on the floor. It's still loose. And finally controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan over the basketball. Up the floor they go over to Hart. Hart thinks about the three, decides not to pull the trigger. 1:36 remaining. Johnson step back 15 feet. Gets it underneath to Johnson. That's Katie Johnson with a two-point basket. She's got 10 second-half points, 17 for the ballgame. 66-66 our score, 1:24 left to go in the contest. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, he'll appreciate their quality service. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hall, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Dort College with the basketball. We're deadlocked at 66-66. 1:23 left to go in regulation. Dort College with one foul to give defensively. Dakota Wesleyan is already in the double bonus in terms of the fouls they will commit. Kim Cruz dribbles down to the baseline, has it stripped away from her on the baseline. Out of bounds, last touch by Wesleyan. It's Dort College basketball. Both teams have two timeouts remaining. Cruz to throw the ball in, left side of the lane, and she will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College inbounding the basketball left side of the lane. They get it underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke turns around with the right hand in the lane. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Van Dyke will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair with 1:10 remaining and the score tied 66-66. Kara Van Dyke to the free throw line, shooting two. First one on the way is off the mark, no good. Another one on the way for Van Dyke. So the senior from Leota can unlock the tie at 66 all. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. She missed that one to the side. Ball's deflected out. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Dakota Wesleyan basketball. Those are the kind you want to have back. Bringing the basketball up is Dakota Wesleyan. Taylor Piper with it in between the circles, and the ball is deflected out by Brookice as she again gets into the passing lane with Amanda Hart flashing to the wing. Dort College will inbound the basketball. I beg your pardon, Dakota Wesleyan will inbound the basketball across the way from me in their front court. Dakota Wesleyan basketball, they're shooting at the north end of the DeWitt Gymnasium. Pass comes left side of the basketball. Is Hart, 13 to shoot, 50 in the game. They get it underneath Johnson, and Kim Johnson is fouled on the play by Kim Cruz. So Kim commits the personal foul, her second. And Kim Johnson, a 69% free throw shooter, will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College has one timeout remaining as we're under a minute left to go in this contest. First free throw by Kim Johnson is up and good. Another free throw coming. If you're Dort College, you don't want to use that timeout up yet, but that next possession is imperative now. Second free throw on the way for Kim Johnson. This one's up and good. So Kim Johnson makes them both, and Dakota Wesleyan leads at 68-66. They reestablish the lead. First time they have led since it was 64-62 with about 4 minutes remaining. Right side is Van Dyke, under a minute to go. Van Dyke drives, right-handed shot on the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Wesleyan. And a foul called on the play against Dort College. That is team foul number 7 on the defenders. And that foul is charged to Jamie Cook, and that's foul number 2. So Dort College wastes no time in getting a foul committed. And Katie Johnson will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1 with a chance to extend the lead to 3 or 4 with 1 or 2 free throws. This is a 1-1. 34 seconds remaining. That's team foul number 7 on the defenders. Free throw on the way is up and good. She makes this one. It becomes difficult for the defenders. Then you've got to start playing the foul game in all likelihood. Shot clock will be off shortly. 34 seconds left to go in the game. Second free throw is up and through as well, and that one is straight through to the bottom of the well. As Katie Johnson makes both free throws, she's got 19 for the ball game. And Wesleyan has a 4-point lead at 70-66. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, or Values Matter member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Vettingland Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club, take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Dakota Wesleyan 70, Dort College 66. For the defenders, it's an uphill climb. There's no doubt about that. You've got to score, and then you have to go for a steal, and if you don't get the steal immediately, you have to commit a foul, because by the time Dakota Wesleyan has the ball back, in all likelihood, the shot clock will be off. 33 seconds now as Skelhaus takes it across half court. Dort College needs a quick bucket. No matter if it's a 2 or a 3. Skelhaus, step back 3, off the mark, no good. And that would have made things interesting if it had gone. Instead, Skelhaus will go to the free throw line to shoot 3. That one hit off the rim and very nearly went through with 24.8 seconds remaining. So Dort College not dead yet. Skelhaus makes a couple of free throws here. Dort College will give themselves a chance. First free throw by Skelhaus is good. If she makes all 3, they give themselves a very good chance. First free throw by Skelhaus is good. She's 3 for 3 today. She's got 12 points. This one's up and good as well. So Skelhaus makes both free throws up to this point. Both teams with a timeout remaining. Skelhaus now with 13 points. A third free throw coming for Skelhaus. That foul, by the way, went on Celeste Beck and was her third. Free throw by Skelhaus. Missed it, but we have a lane violation. They say that a Dakota Wesleyan player was in too quickly, and I believe that was Celeste Beck from the top of the key. Came into the circle before the ball hit the rim. Our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And they'll put 4/10 of a second back on the clock. As they say that clock should have never started. So Skelhaus shooting another free throw, getting a second chance at her third free throw, and this one's up and good. So Skelhaus makes all three. It's 70-69. 23 seconds left to go in this contest. Pass across timeline to Erickson, and Erickson is fouled from behind by Kayla Brookice. Erickson will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a 1-1. Erickson is a 69% free throw shooter, and she is 1-for-1 tonight. Dakota Wesleyan by a point. With the free throw attempt is Erickson. Front end of the 1-1, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Dyke. Here comes Dort College with a chance to steal it at the end. Skelhaus up the floor, and Dort College wants a timeout. 11.9 seconds remaining. Dort College will use their final timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Dort College basketball, when we resume play right after this. our score. Dort College has used their final timeout. Inbounding will be Caravan Dyke for the defenders. Cook, Cruz, Skelhaus, Brookhuis on the floor for the defenders. Dort College will inbound. They get it into Skelhaus. 10 to shoot. With it out front, Skelhaus to Cruz. Cruz on the left wing. 7 at the free throw line. Spins it to Cook. It's down on the floor. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball with 2.4 seconds remaining. Dort College will be inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop with no timeouts remaining. Skelhaus will be throwing it in, and Dakota Wesleyan, the game of cat and mouse, they elect to call a timeout to set up their defense. I'm not so sure I do that if I'm the defensive team in that situation. I mean, obviously, Coach Jason Christensen can do what he wants, but Dort College was out of timeouts. They would have had to simply call a play from the sideline and try to execute. Now, Dort College has a chance to set up their last play with 2.4 seconds left to go in the contest. Dort College will be inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. If Dort College is fouled, it will be a double bonus situation. Otherwise, it is Dort College's game to win or lose on this possession. Make a bucket, you win the ball game in all likelihood. Wesleyan will be inbounding. Dort College will be inbounding. Wesleyan will be playing defense. Both teams are out of timeouts. Both teams had saved their timeouts. And with 2.4 seconds remaining, Kim Cruz will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. For Wesleyan, defensively, it'll be Johnson, Johnson, Harold, Piper, and Erickson. Dort College inbounds the basketball. They get it underneath to Cook. Cook off of the glass. Good. Jamie Cook with the basket from short range, and the Dort College defenders win on the out-of-bounds play as Jamie Cook was able to get position down low, fired it off of the glass, and the Dort College defenders win by a final of 71-70. Dort College takes their first lead since it was 66-64. They get the win 71-70 as Jamie Cook gets her sixth field goal of the second half. And she had 16 second-half points on the way to an 18-point performance. And the Dort College defenders send Dakota Wesleyan to their fourth consecutive loss. And the Dort College defenders snap a two-game losing streak in the process. 71-70 our final. Dort College victorious over Dakota Wesleyan. Back with a recap and our post-game wrap. Right after this, this is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. A Jamie Cook bucket with less than 2 seconds to go wins it for the Dort College defenders this evening. Jamie Cook erupts for 16 points in the second half, 18 for the ball game. She gets the bucket on an inbounds play where Dort College got her on the right block. She got position. They got her the pass, and she was able to take it up strong and get the shot to go. And the Dort College defenders have their 12th win of the season, a much-needed victory. They go to 5-11 in the conference with 4 games remaining. Dakota Wesleyan drops to 15-9 and 8-7. Dort College was led by Jamie Cook with 18 points. Amanda Hart ended up with 22 unofficially. as the defenders will now have a week off before facing Morningside 1 week from this evening here in Sioux Center. Let's take another break. You're listening to the postgame wrap made possible by a grant from Wireless World. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM, and as we get into our postgame wrap-up, as we normally do, we normally talk to Coach Craig Steensma right out of the chute, and he asked if I wanted to talk to him or Jamie Cook first, and I said, I want Jamie. I don't want to talk to you right now. Congratulations, Jamie. A big win for your team. 16 points in the second half for you, culminating with that basket at the end on the inbounds play. First of all, congratulations. Secondly, describe that inbounds play where it looked simply like you were able to get inside position and Kim Cruz was able to find you.
I was actually supposed to go to either Kayla or Kara first, and I was just supposed to go and post up my girl if I had any chance possible. And not really sure how Kim got me the ball, but I'm glad we could get it done.
In the second half, Dakota Wesleyan was able to get a 10-point lead on you about midway through, and then you had to start chipping away. Describe what your team did well in that last 10 or 12 minutes to make up that 10-point difference.
We definitely had a lot of hustle plays in the last 10 minutes, and our rebounding was really, really good. We tried to stop Hart from getting too many open threes, and the guards did an amazing job on their guards today. So just slowly, slowly, we had to chip our way down to catching up.
Finally got rid of that club on your right hand. You're playing with two fingers taped together. Looked like you were just a little bit, well, I wouldn't say more comfortable, but you're able to catch the ball a little cleaner today and handle it a little better.
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot nicer not having that big thing on my hand. Just dribbling and catching was a very hard thing to do for a while there, so I'm really glad it's gone. And, yeah, they'll have to be buddy taped the rest of the year, but I can live with that.
Looking forward to a couple of days off before you play, as you prepare for Morningside 1 week from tonight, or would you rather be playing a game on Saturday?
It's a good break for us. I think just our team in general, we need it. A lot of us are feeling a little behind on homework with having all these away games and stuff, so it's really a good time just to catch up on the weekend. A couple girls are going home for a little bit, so it's good for us, I think.
Congratulations on the win, Jamie. Good to see you afterwards. And after that tough one on Saturday where Hastings, where you had a shot as well, this was a nice way to bounce back.
It was a lot nicer this time.
That's Jamie Cook, and Coach Craig Steensma will be making his way over in just a moment. Dort College victorious 71-70 over Dakota Wesleyan in Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball. The Dort College defenders victorious this evening. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. Sometimes you draw plays in the huddle, and sometimes it just comes down to players making plays and identifying and adjusting, and it looks like that's what happened at the end of the ball game with 2 seconds left on that inbounds play.
Right. We had, we had Kayla coming off the screen, but what we were looking for was Kara on the slip or Jamie on the pin, and Jamie pinned that girl well and got it. So it was kind of what we were looking for. If Kara wasn't open, Kim looked right at Jamie and made eye contact, bounced it in there, and Jamie did the rest. But, you know, if we didn't have a timeout, we couldn't have really probably had the execution there. And, you know, I give the young ladies a lot of credit. They executed about 15 different things that they had to down the stretch to get the foul on 10. You know, we wanted to foul their worst free throw shooter, and we got that done. And, you know, sometimes things just go your way, and I felt like that was the case toward the end there.
You end up with, you're down 10, about 10 or 12 minutes left to go in the contest. You're able to chip away, and you were doing a better job defensively on Amanda Hart. It just seemed like you did a much better job of identifying her on the perimeter and not giving her many good looks those last 10 minutes or so.
Right, she's a handful. She was on tonight. She was making them from all over the place, and she probably had 20 points, I'm guessing. And, it wasn't like they didn't know. You have to be conscientious of where she is all the time on every possession all over the floor. But she was still able to come off of doubles and jack up shots. And, you know, she's a handful. She's a very, very good player, and, happy we won't see her again for a while.
You were able to get to the free throw line in the second half. You end up making 11 of 17. Had a couple that you'd like to have back, obviously. They don't end up costing you. Right. I guess that's the best way to look at it, is you ended up not needing them, but would have liked to have made a few more than 11 out of 17.
We really had chances, you know, with Kara with the game tied. She, I don't think ever in her life is going to miss two in a row, but there she did, and that's She's a great free throw shooter. She's probably the best free throw shooter that Dort's ever had. Percentage-wise, you know, she's probably 85 to 90%. So for her to miss two is very unlikely, and, you know, just had a lot of guts and stamina down the stretch there to hang on and make that basket at the end and win the game.
Jamie Cook, 16 points in the second half, 18 for the ball game. She led you to a team shooting percentage in the second half of 63%. When you do that, good things are going to happen.
Right. You know, at halftime, the thing we said was the team that shoots the better percentage will win, and the team that gets the better shots will shoot the better percentage. I was very disappointed with the shot selection. In the middle third of the first half, I felt like, you know, we just took whatever shot and ran into him a couple times, took some early bad threes, and, you know, we did a much better job in the second half, I felt like, of getting quality shots.
End up with a rebound. You get out-rebounded today, 35-29. You'd like a few more offensive rebounds. That was tough going. Turnover, 17, just a skosh high, but in the end, 71-70. We've talked so many times when those numbers have looked good, and you've been on the bottom end of it. Today, the numbers don't look as good, but you get a win. It's a fickle game.
It really is, Mike. That's an excellent point, because the numbers look really good on Saturday against Hastings, and I thought our effort was really good and our game planning was really good, but we didn't win. So to do the same thing over and to stay with it and to get a win out of it is really great. You know, it's a nice thing. Jamie missed a three-pointer at the buzzer on Saturday that would have tied it. Tonight she had a chance to make one and put it in, so that's a really nice thing for a senior, and it's a great thing for our team coming up here with a week before we play again.
Yeah, enjoy the breathing room, I'll call it. No game to prepare for on Saturday. Morningside looming 1 week from tonight. You'll have plenty of things to work on in practice, but you won't have the pressure of a game on Saturday to get ready for. So enjoy the little respite here, and go get them again a week from tonight.
Right. Thank you very much, Mike. We will enjoy a couple days here where you're not kind of grinding it out.
Thanks, Coach. That's Coach Greg Steensman. Here are the numbers. Dort College, 26 of 48 from the floor, 6 of 15 on threes, 13 for 20 on free throws, 54%, 40%, and 65%, respectively. For Dakota Wesleyan, 24 of 60 from the floor, 40%, 6 of 14 on threes, 42.9%, 16 of 20 on free throws for 80%. Dakota Wesleyan out, rebounds Dort College, 35-29, Dort College, 17 turnovers, Dakota Wesleyan, 10. Individually, Dort College led by Jamie Cooks, 18 points, 14 each for Jasmine Skelhaus and Kira Van Dyke. 12 points for Kayla Brookice, 9 for Kim Cruz, 2 each for Emily Newman and Micah Hulse. For Dakota Wesleyan, 22 for Amanda Hart, 19 for Katie Johnson, 11 for Kim Johnson, 9 for Erica Harold, 7 for Michaela Erickson, 2 for Celeste Beck. Dort College was led in rebounding by Jamie Cook with 7, 6 each for Kira Van Dyke and Kayla Brookice. For Dakota Wesleyan, 7 rebounds for Katie Johnson, 5 rebounds for Kim Johnson, and 5 for Michaela Erickson. Assists, Kim Johnson had 5, Taylor Piper had 4. For Dort College, Kim Cruz had 9 assists, 2 steals for Kayla Brookice. Dort College improves to 12-13 overall, 5-11 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan slips to 15-10 and 8-8. Quickly, the scores from the conference tonight. Doan over Hastings, 65-62. Doan wins for the second time in as many days over a higher-rated opponent. Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan, 72-54. Morningside over Mount Marty, 78-46. Dort College over Dakota Wesleyan, 71-70 in women's play. Northwestern and Briarcliff, no final, but Northwestern was going to win that basketball game. They were up 20 with under 5 minutes to go. That's going to do it for our broadcast of the first half of our doubleheader. Back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma right after this. Did you?